The United States today celebrates its birthday, highlighted by a gala celebration here in Washington. Though there are some who charge that U.S. President Donald Trump, in an over-the-top way, intends to make the day more about himself. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Code Pink's Medea Benjamin says this is what the 4th should be about.
Picnics, celebrations, fireworks.
This year, add fighter jets and tanks.
This looks more like what would be happening on one level, you know, like on Red Square.
Retired Army Colonel Ann Wright says the president's hijacking what should be a unifying holiday by making it about himself. He's calling it a salute to America and says it'll be the show of a lifetime, worth far more than it costs to stage. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says Tehran will take what he calls the next step in ratcheting up its uranium enrichment this weekend. President Trump took the United States out of the Iran nuclear agreement more than a year ago, and Rouhani suggests that gives his country a nuclear-free hand. AP correspondent Charles Ledesma on Tehran's latest warning.
President Hassan Rouhani has warned European partners in its faltering nuclear deal that the Islamic nation would increase its enrichment of uranium to any amount that we want, putting pressure on them to offer a way round intense US sanctions targeting the country. Authorities on Monday had acknowledged Iran has broken through a limit placed on its stockpile of low-enriched uranium. An increasing stockpile and higher enrichment closes the estimated one-year window Iran would need to produce enough material for a nuclear bomb. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
To stay up to date on all the day's news, you can always go online to voanews.com. There is also a VOA News mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. An Australian student detained in North Korea for more than a week has been released and is on his way home. 29-year-old Alex Sigley, who was working and studying in Pyongyang, arrived in Beijing this morning on his way to Tokyo, where he's expected to be reunited with his Japanese-born wife. Earlier, Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison thanked Sweden for its help in securing Sigley's release. It was a very good week for U.S. markets heading into this 4th of July holiday. AP correspondent Shelley Adler brings us up to date.
It's a pause for Wall Street after setting a bunch of records on a holiday-shortened day. Investors pushed the S&P 500 index to its third straight record high close. The Dow passed its record of October of last year by 179 points. It closed at 26,966. Tech stocks led the gains, so Nasdaq also joined the record-breaking club. The rally follows a slight easing of trade tensions between the U.S. and China. Both nations have agreed to refrain from new tariffs while they open a new round of negotiations. The markets reopen Friday. I'm Shelley Adler.
The chief White House economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, tells VOA that U.S. and Chinese top officials will resume trade talks in earnest this coming week. With the current truce in the U.S.-China trade war, President Trump is holding off on imposing tariffs of up to 25% on another $300 billion worth of Chinese goods. In the state of New Jersey, two judges have come under heavy rhetorical fire for their handling of rape cases. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has a report.
One of the judges, who is male and partially retired, questioned whether a 16-year-old Eagle Scout from a good family should face serious consequences for sexually assaulting an intoxicated girl, an attack recorded on video. The Monmouth County judge suggested it didn't compare to a traditional case of rape, which he defined as two or more men forcing a victim at gunpoint, prompting a call that he be removed from the bench. The second case involves a female judge in Middlesex County who questioned whether an attack on a 12-year-old girl could be considered serious harm because the only damage was the loss of her virginity. Victims' advocates are questioning if these judges are qualified. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. federal courts and states that challenged the Trump administration's insistence on a citizenship question for the country's 2020 census are asking for clarity. The Departments of Justice and Commerce had agreed to drop the question, but in a tweet, President Trump charged that those reports amounted to fake news. He says he wants the government to do whatever is necessary to preserve what he calls this most vital question. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.
Today.